105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
When I was real young, I think I used to come to the games with my dad, and I couldn't even tell you an age. I was very, very young. At that time, no, I definitely didn't think I'd play for them. Obviously, as a kid, you don't really know what you're going to do. But when I became aware that we were coming over, I was 16, 17. I was at Cambridge City and got moved over to Cambridge United. So at that time, I was absolutely delighted because, like I said, I watched them as a boy.
And actually, you talk about Cambridge City there. You were involved in the youth setup there originally. So how did the move to the youth come about?
So Cambridge United's youth system folded totally. They didn't have one. And I think they obviously got in contact with Jez, who run the youth system at Cambridge City. And the whole lot got transferred over to Cambridge United and started from there. So I come along with it.
Excellent. And you're also involved with the Cherry Hinton side as well.
Yeah, Cherry Hinton. I played for them as a youngster. Cherry Hinton Lions for many years until it got full-time with Cambridge City at under-16 level. So yeah, I was there for a while.
Yeah, and you made your debut during the 2007-08 season as well. I believe it was a 2-2 draw against Halifax, if I remember rightly.
It was. I came on, don't remember much of actually playing, but just knew that I was representing Cambridge United at the Abbey. It was a pretty surreal feeling.
Yeah, and now you're in your 10th season here. How pleasing is it to be able to say, I've been here 10 seasons now?
Ah, oh, something I'm really proud of. 10 years, it's gone quite quick, but enjoyed every minute of it, the highs and the lows, and obviously we've had some great highs.
Yeah, I want to come on to that a little bit later on as well, but going back to that debut game as well against Halifax, obviously it's difficult to think back because it was 10 years ago. Were you thinking after that game, I hope this is the first of many that I play for the U's, or were you quite open-minded about how things would pan out?
A bit of both, I think. Obviously I wanted to play lows, but as a youngster you know that you're not going to probably play week in, week out, especially in my position. But I definitely didn't think I'd make as many appearances as I have done.
And how much would it mean for you to be able to be a one-club man with yous, if you like? Because we talk about this idea of a one-club man, somebody who plays for the same club all their career. What would it mean for you to be able to do that?
Yeah, it's my job. But I love doing my job, and I love it even more that it's for the team that I love. So, yeah, it would be nice to say that, but obviously we don't know what happens in the future, so we'll see.
The club's been on something of an upward trajectory, if you like, over the years. By that, I mean we've had promotion to the Football League again, winning the FA Trophy, the Manchester United Cup match as well, and that cup run a couple of years ago. How pleasing is it to have been a part of the club during those good times?
Ah, something, again, I'm really proud of. In these 10 years, like you say, it's just got better and better, and it will keep growing and it will keep getting better. So excited to see what's to come, but really proud of to be part of that team, as you could say, that got us back into the Football League, and so the club can grow even more.
Yeah, because it was a bit of a challenging time before that, and I guess in your youth set-up years with the non-league and stuff like that, but I guess things have definitely improved in that time as well.
It was, even when I was in the first team, a couple of games away from maybe getting relegated from the conference, which probably would have ended the club. So to be sat here now, 10 years on, a League Two player for Cambridge United is brilliant.
You got your first goal for the club in 2010, I believe it was against Salisbury. Defenders don't really score a lot of goals, it's quite a rarity. So how pleasing is it not just to play for the U's, but to score for them as well?
Yeah, like you say, it's not something I do very often, score, but I've got some good memories of goals. Obviously the one that sticks out to me is the first goal back in the league. We won Plymouth at home, we won 1-0 and I got the goal. Said it before, I don't think I could have wrote that any better.
But it's always nice when that happens, isn't it? But in terms of your own career as well, obviously last season you missed much of it through injury. Obviously it must have been frustrating for you. But how determined are you now to make up for lost time and to help the youth kick on this season?
Oh, massively. I think I said to myself while I was injured, when I get back to enjoy it. Because sitting in the gym and in the physio room it's not a nice place to be, and it's not very enjoyable at all. So I was just looking forward to getting back out on the pitch and back in with the lads and just to enjoy myself and then see what happens then.
And you got a new contract as well, sort of back end of last year as well, to sort of take you over that magic 10 years mark, if you like. How pleasing was it that the club stuck by you, really, during that injury?
It was a massive gesture, something that meant a lot to me and my family. Got a young son now, so it was a bit up in arms. If I didn't have the operation to my injury, then it wouldn't be right for a long time. But if I had it, it would rule me out for the whole season. So for me, what the club done was, it was massive and something that I won't forget.
I remember you once picked your dream team of U's players, well, some of the players you'd really enjoyed playing against. And who were some of the best ones that, you know, that you've played with in that time, would you say?
There's been many, many players, but the ones that stick to me are the ones that have helped me along my way, especially when I was younger. So Wayne Hatswell, Danny Potter, the goalie, Mark Peters, all centre-halves. Then, obviously, the team that we got promoted with, Ian Miller, Richard Tate, Greg Taylor's still here. They stick in my head as we were very successful, so there's a few.
And what do you love about Cambridge United as a club?
It's just a family club. Like, it's, the feel of it, it's good. It's very welcoming. If you come on match days, there's lots of kids. They love watching the team, and it's really good. The community side of it's brilliant. It's just a very well-run club.
What about your personal highlights from your time with the youth as well? What have been some of the best bits, would you say?
The obvious, the promotion win, the FA Trophy win. Old Trafford away was pretty special, but little things. Grimsby away, I scored a goal. We were struggling at the time. We only drew, but it felt like a win. We needed a win, so things like that. There was one at home where we needed a win. We got one sent off early doors, and we managed to score a goal. I cleared one off the line late on, and it sort of kept us in the conference. Games like that that people will probably forget, that I won't forget.
How much of an honour has it been to play for what is effectively your hometown club?
Massively, I don't think words can describe it, to be honest.
And obviously I want to come on now to the testimonial, which is happening tonight. Got Tottenham Hotspur. Why Tottenham out of interest?
I follow Tottenham. My dad's followed Tottenham. So Cambridge United are the team that I support, but I follow Tottenham. So it was nice to get them, nice of them to come down and give us a game. And looking forward to it. They'll have some young talent that I'm sure will go on and do big things in the game. So just really looking forward to it.
So you're excited about the game?
I am, yeah. It should be good. Hopefully many people turn out and we put on a good game for them.
And how emotional do you think it will be as well, playing in this game?
It's going to be emotional, I think. I'm going to walk out with my little boy, which will be emotional in itself. But speaking to Tom Stewart about the programme, some people have said some nice things about me, which they often don't. So, yeah, it will be. I'm sure it will be an emotional evening.
And just looking to the future as well, how hopeful are you of the U's being a success while you're here?
I think it's set up to be. It's all set up for the club to go to push on and be successful. So I'm just excited to see what happens.
And how determined are you to help to keep the club pushing forwards?
Oh, massively. I'd do anything to get this club even further on and in a better position. So, but I can only do what I can do, and if I get picked to play, I'll give my all like I have over the last 10 years.
I know it's a while away yet, and you know we're looking into the future and stuff, but would you still like to be a part of the club in, say, sort of 5 years' time?
Definitely. This is my hometown, so if I can help this club push on and kick on in whatever way, then yeah, I'd love to be here.
Yeah. And finally, could you sum up your time with the U's in a single word?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Exciting, I think, for me. So yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and all the very best for tonight as well.